Thank you, honorable members. We are now going to start. We are now going to start, and I hope all of us have got the copy of the agenda in front of us. And the report on our on the subject matter. I think we are here on the because last week we were dealing with the with this amendment, and our honourable Dudley is here. Welcome, ma'am. I'm not going to take long. Sorry for whatever hiccups in terms of the refreshments. We'll try and correct that. We everybody do have the copy of the agenda. Am I correct? We are in welcoming our guests and everybody. We are going to be doing an introduction. And those that are in the far end, I hope I'm audible enough. For those that may be coming for the first time, the house rules are: phones are on silent. Questions are only asked by those that by honourable members. If you do want to ask questions when we break a little bit, you'll have that time. Photos are only taken by people who are designated to do that, which is when they introduce themselves, you will then indicate. So that's where we are. We are now going to be in the introduction. If you introduce yourself, which you have to, you must, your name, your surname, and the organization that you are coming from or representing. So that's what we're going to do now. I'm Linda Lwadunjwa. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health. On my right is Vuyoka Simajalamba, who's the secretary of the Portfolio Committee. Next to her is Lindo Kuhle, who is our content advisor. Next to her is our media person of attached to the committee, it's Ms. Landu. On the far right is Mbali, who's the committee assistant. Next to her is Selina, who's the secretary to the office of the chair. On my left, with a yellow duke, is Noltando, who is the secretary of the study group of the African National Congress. I'll then hand over to members to introduce themselves, and after that, it will be our guest. Thank you very much. Over to you, honourable members.
Now, good morning to everybody. My name is Fish Masalela.
And that myself.
Morning, Ms. Rachel Adams.
Morning, I'm W.P. Donald Mapama, a member of the Portfolio Committee on Health. Thank you.
Morning, my name is Mbulelo Nkonzo. Thank you.
Morning, my name is Mahlubanzi Majavuta.
Morning, Lugiswa James, member of the committee.
Good morning, Jumela. My name is Patricia Kopani, a member of this portfolio committee.
Koyo Mwara, Dr. S. Tembekwayo, member of this committee. Thanks.
Shonda, good morning. I'm Sherilyn Dudley. This morning, a guest in this portfolio committee, but a member of the National Assembly. Thank you.
Good morning all, my name is Lindy Wilson, I'm a member of this portfolio committee.
Our guests,
Good morning. My name is Mandy Mudarikwa. I'm an attorney at the Legal Resources Center.
Good morning. My name is Petra Moray, and I'm an intern at the Legal Resources Center.
Good morning. I'm Pilisong Wabe, PMG.
Good morning. I'm Pumelele Nkwakwa, PMG.
Good morning. My name is Boitumelo Dikhede, and I'm from PMG.
Good morning. I'm Marius Victor. I'm a legislative analyst for the Democratic Alliance.
Thank you. We have just some few apologies. Okay, Mr. Imam Sheikh is attending PUP conference. From Ms. Ndaba, who is also not going to be able to attend due to some family commitments. Thank you very much. I think, as honourable members, we all have a report with us. Can I establish, honourable Wilson, if you do have the copy of the report?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Okay. So we are to consider. I think members to understand we are to consider the desirability of this amendment. Can we? We're on page one. Any comments? Do you want to be given some few minutes to go through to the report? Can I get a full response to that? Response on that? Because members are quiet, so I don't want to rush you and say page one, page two, but I just want to be. Thank you, Honourable Mahlalele. The report was emailed to us. Okay, it was emailed. So, page one, no comments. Are there any comments on page one? Page two? And then page three. Comments from members. Honourable Kopan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, from a practical and implementation perspective, it is clear that this bill, it is fatally flawed. and the implementation will place enormous financial burden on the Department of Health, especially looking into the challenges that we're facing with regarding to the department. It is clear that the department does not have enough resources, that is the staff and equipment, to implement this bill. If you remember last week Wednesday, according to the presentation of the department, that was on the 2nd of May, it is clear that the current estimate, it says that 16,000 additional professionals, qualified staff, and training of almost 12,000 existing staff will be required to do this type of a job. And in the requirement, Chair, if you check the total amount, it's going to be like 43 billion over for a period of 5 years. And it is clear that it requires about 4.3 billion investment on an equipment if this bill is going to be considered. And it is clear that it's going to put about 47 billion over 5 years, an average of 9.2 billion annually. And Chair, if we are fair, looking into perspective with the current programs of Parliament, of the Department of Health, it is clear really 9.2 billion is a lot of money. Currently, you can check where, as a country, we're having a problem with the tuberculosis. You can see the budget is only about 21 million. So it's really, it's a lot of money. And Chair, the implementation of this bill will result with about immediate 20% increase in the total expenditure of the department. And Chair, any piece of legislation, if it is not implementable, if it cannot be implemented now, it is no value of being a legislation. And from a constitutional perspective, this bill, it plays unnecessary and heavy burden on those who wish to terminate pregnancy. And the other thing, Chair, when I was reading this bill and also trying to check the principal bill, this bill really, Chair, it doesn't allow freedom of choice, because the preamble of the Principal Act, it recognized that a decision to have a children is a fundamental to a woman's physical, psychological, and social health, and that universal access to reproductive health care services include family planning and contraception, termination of pregnancy, as well as sexuality education and counseling program service. And this must be read with the Bill of Rights, that is the Constitution, the rights of a person. So, Chair, based on the freedom of choice and the constitutionality of this bill, the Democratic Alliance really feel that we cannot support this bill. And Chair, the other thing that we can, this bill is also going to push many South Africans to illicit termination of pregnancy, because if you check the counseling that is being, the bill proposed here that there is a mandatory counseling. Mandatory counseling as it is, Chair, it will actually push many women to go and terminate pregnancy in a backyard seat, of which this is not what we want. And that will also, Chair, lead to an increase in the mortality rate. So based on this recommendation, I suggest that the bill be opposed. It cannot be implemented because it's also inconsistent with the constitution of our country. Thank you, Chair.
That is the any other views or comments, Honourable Mashalele?
No, thanks. We want to concur with the views expressed by Honourable Kopan on the desirability of the bill, taking into consideration the facts that she has raised around the financial implications and the costs that are involved and the affordability thereof. But the other issue, the one that she has raised, that the reproductive health is a right, and any measure that is trying to restrict these rights cannot be supported at all, because it will result towards, as she's saying, backyard abortion, and that's going to create a will not be resolving the issues that this bill or this current legislation, the Act, as it exists, is addressing. In fact, it will reverse all the gains that we have, all the achievement that has been made since the passing of the termination of choice, choice on termination of pregnancy legislation, and therefore we want to agree that the bill is not desirable, and therefore it should not be allowed to be persuaded as a legislation, and want to thank Honorable Dagley for the initiative that she has taken, but unfortunately we don't think the bill is going to help us. Thanks very much.
Honorable Thembi Kwai.
Thank you very much. But what I would have expressed has already been expressed by the previous honorable members here. But just to say, we are also supporting the fact that this bill cannot be supported. Thank you.
Honorable Director, hand was up.
I would not like to make a comment now, but once the decision's taken, I'd like an opportunity just to make a brief comment. Thank you.
After now, because I can see there are no more hands, can we then formally put to the committee that the committee in looking into the report has agreed that the bill is not desirable. Can we then get a formal mover and a seconder on that? And remember, honourable members, that you state your name and your party. Honourable Thembi Kwai.
S.S. Thembi Kwai, EFF agrees with the fact that the bill cannot be adopted. Thank you.
Honorable myself.
I second that. Doctor, myself second that the bill is undesirable.
All right. Honorable Gonzo, will you?
Chair, I was going to second as well that move for the non-desirability of the bill. Thank you.
We are then done. Honourable members, Honourable Dagley.
I jotted down the comment that I was going to make, so I'll just read it. On behalf of the ACDP, I would like to thank the committee for considering this bill concerning a topic which is clearly difficult and unpleasant for many, and I assure you we share similar sentiments and we do feel your pain. I would especially like to thank those members who felt they would have liked the committee to apply their minds further with a view to addressing what could feasibly have been addressed, such as terminating viable babies in a third trimester simply because there's a risk of injury. Now, we accept, however, the committee's decision, recognizing that at this stage, as the motion says, the bill is not desirable. As this is a subject of great public interest and a precedent has been set in this regard, I'd like to request that the motion of desirability be debated in the House. Being able to openly discuss these painful issues helps all South Africans feel that they're part of nation building and not marginalized or ignored. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I'm of the understanding, not unless I'm of the understanding that obviously the normal processes of Parliament, of the National Assembly will kick in. But as the chair, I want to thank you, as Honourable Mahlalela have said, of raising such a very difficult and sensitive issue, and allowing us as the members of this committee to reflect
on some of these issues, of which I, as we have said even before, is that we have got different experiences. We respond on the basis of not only reading the book, but of being in that situation at that particular time. And we do think that there's nothing wrong in you doing that, and there's nothing wrong either in discussing and coming out with some a different view. And then I think let's leave it there. But again, thank you very much. Okay. No, it's written report to be considered. Yeah, it will go straight to. Thank you very much. Thank you. No, thank you very much, honorable members. You know that there are times in the committee that, and which is leadership, that you deal with very difficult issues. And we need not be, because we think that we are going to be, that community also out there, really do expect us at times to really discuss difficult issues. But I want to thank you very much. So we are done with this. We then go to, I hope we have all got copies of the minutes, which I'm told the circulated were given yesterday. We've got a couple of them. I'm first going to read the dates so that we are all in the same sequence. February the 21st. November the 22nd. I will request good people who are dealing with documents, just to assist us put them in a sequence that is going to make us do the work much easier. 1st of November. Do we have all the 1st of November? 8th November. 8th November. 22nd November. 'Cause I'm the upside down. I don't have 6 November. 6 February. I don't have. Mbali, I don't have 6 February. Twenty-first February, 28th February, 20th March. I don't have 7 March. November 22nd and then 6 February. They don't have 6 February. 21st February. 28th
February, 7 March, 20 March, 27th March, 17th April, 18th April, 19th April. Thank you very much. We don't have the copy of the 6th of February. Yeah. Do we have 7th March? Do we have 7th March? You don't have November, what? Can I get an indication? One member doesn't have November, two dates of November. How many of... He doesn't have the 1st and the 22nd. Oh, you don't have the 1st. Can I also get an indication? Are we all in the same sequence? Honorable Ngonzo, what is the... which date you don't have? 20th March. Any copy for 20th of March? So that's the only 20th of March that you don't have. Ukunikil, thank you. So is the 6th. Is the 6th of which date? 6th of February. How many of us don't have 6th of February? Almost the whole committee. We'll put that aside for now. Okay? All right. So we are sorted. Except those that we've indicated we don't have. Which is the... Which date do you don't have in March?
can you agree that at 11 o'clock we're going to start? Can we sort our minutes so that I'm just giving members time to sort out their documents in terms of the sequence? Then we'll start at 11. Are we all now? We are going to start, members, in the next 2 minutes. Thank you, honorable members. The minutes of the 1st of November. Can we start, honorable members? First of November, page 1. Page 2. Can we get a formal mover and a seconder? Honorable James, myself.
I Lusa James, move that the minutes of the 27th of November be adopted.
Honorable Mason.
I myself second that the minutes are the true reflection of what transpired. Thanks.
Thank you, honorable members. 8th of November, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. If there are no comments, amendments, can we get a mover? Honorable Maisele and Honorable Mapanga.
I move that the minutes be adopted.
Honorable Mapanga.
Thanks, Chair. I second.
The 22nd of November, page 1. Page 2, then page 3. Can we get if there are comments, can we get a formal mover?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 22nd November 2017. Thank you.
Lifted your hand up. I quickly went to the attendance register to check if you were. I found you here. Can we get a seconder, please? Can we get a second, please? Honorable Mapanga.
Thanks, Chair. I second.
I didn't hear. Will you? Can you please?
Thanks, Chair. I second.
The 1st of February, page 1. You don't have the copy of the 1st of February. It's only you, Honorable Nkonzo, that don't. I said Mapang, that you have a copy of the 21st. Can you please give? Remember the copy. I think both of them, Honorable James and okay. 21st of February, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Thank you. Can we, Honorable Jackson?
Thank you, Chair. I propose that we adopt the minutes of.
Okay. Can we the minutes of the 6th of February? Can we get a seconder, Honorable Copper?
I propose that we support the minister.
That's the 21st of February. Can we, the 28th of February?
Page 2. And in page 3 there is an error, which is more administrative, it will be corrected. I was absent, I mean the apologies, but in the document I'm reflecting as a, so the relevant chair of the day, the secretariat will correct that and put the person who was chairing, which was Honorable Mahlalela. Can we, because we have received those of the 6th of February, can we go to 6th of February, page 1? Page 2. And page 4. Can we get a mover? Comments, amendments, and then mover. Honorable Mahlalela.
No, Chair, I thought that the resolution was saying the accountant general, the department should provide the report of the accountant general, because the department's response, the national department, was that there is an investigation, a detailed one, that is being conducted by the accountant general. And that report will be available at the end of March. And our agreement was that we need that report to be submitted by the National Department of Health. And that matter is not reflected here as part of the resolution.
Honorable Mapak.
Thanks, Chair. On the attendance register, they've omitted.
Fine. We've noted that. Honorable Mahlalela has made some. Can we get an indication?
Thank you, Chair. I think I actually support Honorable Mahlalela. The resolutions are not all in there. I think I don't think we even received the copy of what we actually requested from the department on that day. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mahlalela.
No, Chair. Honorable Mopang was not present in that meeting. So it's not omitted. It might be omitted under apologies, but he was not present because he was in the meeting with agriculture. It was on Tuesday.
So you were not in the meeting. You're not present, and I don't remember even your apology being read on a lighter note. But on a more serious note, I think we had two, as much as the National Department of Health said, the report of the accountant general is still a draft. We did say we will also need that.
at the appropriate time, when it, because we can't get a draft. But secondly, Honorable James, the documents that we also requested from Northern Cape were circulated.
We didn't have all the information that we needed, Chair.
Mama James, you got the report of Northern Cape. Okay. First, we must establish that you got that report. That it didn't contain all the things that you needed, then that is something else. But in the what we must agree upon is that all members got the copies of the report. What is now outstanding is the report from the Department of the Accountant General. Okay. All right. Honorable Kopan?
Chair, what I received, it was not a report from the, it was not a Roboto report. SIU report was not even there. Even the minutes of the joint, it was not even there, Chair. I didn't receive that.
Well, we'll then have to check with the secretariat, because the copy, all of us got the report with. Okay, can we get a formal mover and a seconder with the corrections that have been raised? Can I get that? Any mover? Honorable Maisel?
I move that the minutes be adopted with the observations and the corrections that have been made.
Can we get a seconder? Babu Gonzo.
I second Honorable Maisela in adopting the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Minutes of the 7. Sorry. February 21st. Do we have a copy? Sorry. Nangulum dun pazam, sir. 7th of March. Over to Mbagwayo. Is there something? And Pazamisa Nyansis. Page 1. Page 2. Can we get a formal mover?
I move to adopt the minutes as the correct one.
Honorable Mashale.
I second.
Thank you. 20th of March. Page 1, page 2. Can we get a mover?
Honorable Kopan and Honorable Justice subsequently.
I move that the minutes of the 20th of March 2018 should be adopted.
Thank you. Honorable Justice.
Thank you, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. 27th March. Page 1, page 2. Page 3. Can we get a mover? Honorable Michelle and Honorable Gonzo, in that order.
I move that the minutes of the 27th of March be adopted.
I second the adoption of the minutes, Chair. Thank you.
Then we are on the report on the minutes of the 17th. Only have the copy. Page 1. Page 2. Then page 3. Members will remember that it's the minutes of the when we start the process of the presentation by the entities and the department, but we are on the page 3, page 4, if members are. Page 5. Can we get a formal mover?
I thought that we raised a concern around the incompatibility of the report of the audit outcomes presented by FFC vis-a-vis the Auditor General's report. That matter must be reflected because that report was misleading. And then they promised to give us the report that they have, which was not in line with the Auditor General's report.
Can I humbly request Honorable Mashalele that you reflect where it must reflect, or should they just put a paragraph?
Isn't it after the presentation we made comment or concerns, which is not reflected in the reports, all of them, including the Auditor General, as if we never said anything. We just listened to the Auditor General and then it ended there. We just listened to the FFC, it ended there. We just listened to SAPRA and then ended there. But then in the FFC, they do say the concerns and what will be raised in the budget vote report. But that matter was not there even in that budget vote, the one that I'm raising, because it was not supposed to be there in the budget vote in any way. It's supposed to be in this report.
Can we agree? Okay. Can I, any other comments before I, any other comments on the matter? Can we then agree, honorable members, that can we, because he said before his seconds, or is it before the mover? Can we get a mover? Unfortunately, I can't move. I would have loved to. Honorable Mashal.
No, I was saying maybe the weakness with this report, for example, the issue of monitoring and evaluation. They presented and there were discussions. And those discussions are not reflected anywhere. As if they presented and then we kept quiet. We never said anything, you know. Because the one we did agree that the issue of the of the monitoring and evaluation should not be incorporated into the annual report. I mean into the APP. A report and the budget that we presented that we dealt with, and therefore some comments should have, or some concern or some issues that the committee raised should be reflected in the minutes, and then based on that, Chair, I will propose that we shelve this minutes, this one, and let them go and rework it properly, and then we'll come back to them.
That's a proposal. Can we get a second proposal? Honorable Maisel?
Second proposal.
A proposal is seconded that we put this aside for reworking. April 18th. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. And then page 5. Can we get a mover? Honorable Timbekwai.
I move to adopt the meeting, the minutes as the correct one. Thank you.
A second.
I second.
Thank you. The 19th of April. The only thing on page 1 of the 19th,
there is no reflection whether there were any apologies. Honorable Tembekwa.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I sent an SMS apology and the secretary acknowledged receipt thereof, but I'm not there.
No, thank you. We will. I think they are acknowledging that they missed. We did receive your apology, Honorable Kopan, and Honorable Mapanga and Honorable Kopan. We did. We received. No. I read the apologies. I know who has not submitted. So Honorable Tembekwa, Honorable Kopana, not quite sure with Honorable Mapanga and Honorable Kopan. So this body language between the inside and verbal, it makes me to be, but yeah, Honorable Kopan.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I also send an apology.
Yes, we did. We did receive that. The only one that is standing question is that of Honorable Mapanga. That was on a lighter note. Thank you, Honorable Members. Page 2. And then page 3. Can I get a mover? Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether it's me who's not getting the, who's confusing things, no? I thought on that day there was also a presentation by the clinical associate. And I don't see it. I don't see it anyway. I'm not sure whether my memory is not still is failing me, but if I remember, though I was not part of them, but when they started presentation, I had to rush to another meeting. But if my memory serves me well, it was on the same day.
No, you are correct, sir. I don't remember. At the same day of the CCOT, we were, I don't want to say we were ambushed, but no, that was on a lighter note. No, it will then be added. We will then, we will also put this aside, because we must then get the whole, yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I want to make a proposal. I know we have been having so many things, but I want to make a proposal in moving on that we will have to adopt possible in each and every meeting so that we don't have a full bench, because that makes us at times to miss some of the things. Two, it's unfortunate that Honorable Kopana is out. If we have requested a document and we do pick up that the content or whatever of whatever information we have received is not what we are expecting, I would appreciate that Honorable Members do indicate that, so that it does not then come to the committee after a long time. I will humbly appreciate that. On the matter of the accountant general, we are still waiting for the department. The office of the chair will try to check, because it would not be, should I say, appropriate or fair for us to be looking into a draft. What we will need a final report on that matter, because it's quite a very important matter. Our deliberations and our decisions thereof
will are solemnly dependent on that report. So the office will then try and ensure that we get that through from the department. Thank you very much, honourable members. I do think that that is the. Those were the two items. We are preparing for a budget vote. Our date of the budget vote, Honourable Nkonzo, can I get your attention, Honourable Jafta? The date of our budget vote is on the 15th. That is next week, Tuesday, at 1600 hours, am I correct? 1600 hours in the chamber. In the chamber, in the new wing. We are then expected to prepare. One thing that we don't do, we don't instruct how honourable members prepare, but we will prepare. We know that the budget vote is quite an exciting process. But thank you very much, honourable members, that we have come to this. Next week we do have a sitting. It will. In fact, let me please don't do that to me. We will remember that we are still awaiting the legal parliamentary legal. If I'm correct, on NAPISA. I'm told they said they will be ready on the week of the 24th. So we will then await that, and then I think we will then have to, they will have to come and make a presentation, and we then, because we've already started with the deliberation. So far, I do think that we are doing good with all the little hiccups that we're having, and I want to thank members for their cooperation and understanding and leadership that they provide in our sessions in the committee, and thank the staff for supporting us, at times confusing us, as it has been identified by honourable that I'm being confused at times, but it's fine, it's part of, but I want really to thank them that they assist us a great deal. And they do cooperate. They understand that at times we are politicians. And so, yeah. No, thank you very much, honourable members. Our meeting standard agenda. I'm told that my speech is a bit scary. She's asking if I'm leaving. That I don't know what she is saying. So, but. I'm thanking honourable members. Thank you very much. Our meeting standard change.